Anomaly. Something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. An oddity. Peculiarity. Irregularity. Inconsistency. Incongruity. A rarity.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of the Anomaly Podcast. I'm Jen. Angela and I, Rico, Noah, Sith Jen, and her sister all made it home yesterday evening after an exciting three-day weekend at Wizard World Austin Comic Con. So much fun happened, and we can't wait to share it all with you, so you're getting a bunch of episodes all at once. You're welcome. We recorded reports each day at our booth, along with a few mini-skirt topics like, what real-life superpowers do you have? And a Star Trek Discovery fall finale discussion. All three of the reports are available now in our feed, so once you finish this one, move on to the next. The following is our report for day one. The Star Trek Discovery fall finale chat will be uploaded tomorrow, and a Felicia Day panel will be added next week. We also have a video coming soon that will feature photos and video of all the experiences we talked about in these reports, as well as commentary from me and Angela describing all that you're watching. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, our Vimeo channel, or to our website so you know when it's ready to watch. All right, we're recording, and it's hot.
Yeah,
it's hot.
It is a little hot.
You know, you guys, I'm from the north. It doesn't feel hot to me. It feels nice. But you guys, you're used to, like, massive air conditioning down here that
somebody
that
needs to
subarctic, you know.
Texas needs to be informed that it's mid-November and 80s should not be a thing anymore. It's fine for retro if you're making a TV show, but it's a temperature, it's right out.
Yeah, it's right out. I agree with that completely.
Well,
all right, so here we are.
We are at Comic-Con. I'm trying to get my phone.
Comic-Con 2018.
Wizard World Austin.
Austin.
I'm joking. It's
Wizard
2017.
World, Wizard World Austin Comic-Con 2017. I'm
this is the energetic podcast where we just set up and we all have a lot of energy still.
Oh, this is before everything gets very dark.
Yeah, this is the show where it's like,
jump cut to the Sunday afternoon podcast
and
where we're just like,
eventually becomes like,
here.
It's
Sunday. The last time,
man, I'm so tired. My feet can't walk another step.
The last time we were here, it was when
there I can't smile for one more.
It was
picture.
2 years ago when it was that torrential rainfall, and so our very first podcast was very.
We made it. We're inside. It's dry.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot though because Angela had the crazy hair. You know, she had like the hair like that was like.
I did. It was crazy.
It was way out. It was definitely Wonder Woman hair. You know, like she was just constantly twirling.
I was.
With her Wonder Woman.
And I was just jealous because any sort of good hair just
comments
turns me into a green rage monster.
I like it.
Noah Hulk's out.
Well, we saw Felicia Day walk by with her baby.
Felicia Day's here with her baby. We just saw Nichelle Nichols walk by.
Yeah. Or I guess we're in a good spot.
Wheel by.
Yeah. We are in a pretty good spot. And then we have G.I. Joe protecting us across the way over there.
We do.
Yeah.
They look awesome.
I almost snagged a picture with Jason Mewes before he got to his booth.
Ooh, so close.
I was just like, hey, can I grab a picture with you? He was like, yes, if you come to my booth right over here. It's just like, well, that's fair. That's why you're here. I guess I can't really.
Okay, I'm going to pass the camera, the video, so that we can get other angles of this thing that we're doing. So,
what are we looking forward to?
Well, Jason Momoa is supposed to be
rain,
here.
So.
Oh, that, and we're looking forward to it cooling down.
Is it or is it going to be warm the whole time?
No, today was the warmest day.
Oh, okay.
So it's not going to be cold, but it'll be cooler. We're looking forward to Star Wars. We're doing Star Wars Day tomorrow for us. So
yeah,
it's
cosplay.
Not really Star Wars Day, but it's going to be our Star Wars Day.
Yes.
So that'll be fun. And
when Delta brings my bag.
Oh, yes. Tell the story, Rico.
Well, it's not too much. My bag went to... I came from Detroit to directly to Austin, and my bag decided to go to Atlanta first and take the long way here and should be arriving shortly, hopefully. And then we'll be delivered to the hotel, and hopefully everything's still in it because the story goes it was didn't make it to the plane. I made it to the plane, but the bag didn't somehow. Yeah. So Yeah. So today's Muggle Day, as you guys call it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the con just opened about, what, 30, 40 minutes ago?
Yeah, yep. It hasn't been
and
open
so long. There's a good amount of foot traffic here. I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing a Felicia Day panel. I don't know if they're doing that or not.
We
I have
are.
To check the schedule.
I have the schedule.
Yes,
of course.
Good. And
one of Angela's schedules right there.
Is she doing a solo talk?
She is doing a Ballroom A big talk. Called Queen of the Nerds.
Oh, very yes, nice.
She's
going to
be in the new season of The Magicians, I think I read.
The Librarian?
I
don't
know if, no, The Magicians.
Okay.
I don't know if any of you watched that. I've watched it.
I've heard that it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
They call it like Harry Potter for grown-ups, or it's like older people doing magic, let's call it. So,
okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Pass the phone.
So she'll probably be talking about that, and I think she's got a book out, a new book, maybe?
Oh, yes. I think that's the name of the book, is Queen of the Nerds or something like that.
I saw it on her table over there.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, and Nichelle Nichols, I know, I didn't see that she was doing a panel, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. You know, I haven't seen a lot of the celebrity panels, like when they're going to be, so hopefully there'll be one for everybody.
Yeah, are you going to go see Jason Momoa?
I didn't see a panel for him.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Well, you're a Stargate fan, and I know that they have a panel with...
I am a Stargate Atlantis fan, and
Flanagan.
I may go to that, but they also have Charisma Carpenter and Emma Caulfield are here from Buffy. I want to see them, and then I will probably go see Holly Marie Combs again, because I love her from Charmed.
Yeah.
She's probably my favorite one, and, well, I don't know, I like Shannon Doherty, too. I don't know, it's hard for me to pick, because I love those ladies. Who's the guy from Napoleon Dynamite? He's here.
John Heder.
Heder.
He's doing hello.
Hi. I'm explaining podcasts.
Oh.
Okay.
It's okay. Cool. So we're actually at the booth. That's the thing, is the ambient noise you hear is the booth noise happening around us. And we have this really cool placement actually right next to Artist Alley. There's a lot of cool things to look at right here. We got G.I. Joe.
Right across.
Protecting.
The 501st is down the lane a little bit.
Yep.
The aisle.
Yep. Hello, hello.
Hi. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a shield, too. Hold on.
Hold on.
I have to get this.
Angela's demonstrating her Wonder Woman shield, Renfest.
This is my Wonder Wench outfit. And this is my... And I even have this.
I need a picture.
Thank you. I just love people get it. Cool.
Well, good luck.
Good to see y'all again. We'll see you around.
Yeah, come back and see us tomorrow. So that happens sometimes.
Yeah, that's the one thing. But I do like the setup because it makes us look really legit.
We are legit. What are you talking about?
I didn't say we weren't. I'm just saying that the podcast...
You can be legit and not look legit.
You just can't quit, right?
Exactly. You are too legit to quit.
Too legit. Too legit to quit.
Hey.
I almost forgot these.
That's
very
not
strange.
The first time that's happened.
Oh, geez.
Though.
Here we go. Live thing. My bag is arriving now on claim... Style, turnstile, whatever it's called, number 7.
Yeah, go pick it up.
Yeah.
go get it.
Okay, Delta, now let's see if you handle getting my bag now from the airport to the hotel. So
I would have picked it up from the airport myself if it were there for me, but no, we can't have nice
exactly.
things. No.
If it would have been there 6 hours ago, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to end the video.
Okay.
So
can we keep talking?
Yeah, we can keep talking.
Let's have just a nerd conversation.
All right, let's nerd it.
I know we've had this conversation before, but let's do this anyway. Since I'm the only non-Muggle here right now, let's talk about superheroes. I want to hear detailed information about your superpowers and why.
Okay.
Noah, why don't you go first?
All right. Well, having lived the life I have, I've given this infinite amount of thought over the years. And as one grows older, you know, you vary what sort of superpowers you would want.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a kid, you want to fly and have the super strength and all that. You know, at a certain point, I was just like, oh, I want the healing factor so I can be immortal, like Wolverine, things like that.
Yeah.
But being the person I am now, teleportation.
Oh.
I think would be my first and foremost. I don't need to fly. That's kind of fancy. I just want to be able to get from point A to point B instantaneously. Apparation. If I could apparate, that's the only wizard spell I would need.
That's great. I like that.
Because
that's fair.
Because transportation is, like, a lot of the stress in life, I think, could be relieved if transportation weren't such a issue.
Big issue. I understand that. All right, Jen.
Go to someone else. I have to think about it. Because okay, I have, like, two or three I want.
So this is powers we would like.
So do we get, like, an offensive and a defensive?
Ooh, I like that. Offensive and defensive.
Okay, I think that one would have to be a defensive.
Right?
Kind of. It's neutral.
It is neutral.
Yeah.
It's not a dark side or a light side power.
Yeah, yeah.
You watch that Gifted show yet? That's a good show.
There's so much good TV nowadays. It's like, how do I even get through
it? How do you start? How do you even start? Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to come back to my offensive power because that's a whole other...
Rico, do you know...
I could come up with something on the fly. I'm pretty good at things on the fly. That'll be one of my superpowers. That's one of my real superpowers.
Yeah, I have
of
a couple of
my
real
job
ones.
And
you're
other.
Off mic a little bit.
Am I off mic?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can move it.
You're good. You don't have to get that close.
I want a hat that I can pull anything out of.
Yes. Yeah. That would be one of my being able to like improvise is one of my normal superpowers. That's what I actually can do, but. I like the Wolverine healing ability because of the age thing, and also just I don't like being sick. I hate being sick.
Yeah,
I cannot stand it. Not knock on wood. Most of the time, I don't get sick very often, but
super healing.
But I would like to be able to, and I think also adding to that, I'll just say it would be nice to be able to do that for people that I know, like friends.
Oh,
family.
I like that. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, some kind of healing thing would be good.
The healer.
Yeah, I'm
That's
good
true.
With that.
Angela?
I'm boring because I just like telekinesis.
I was just going to go for telekinesis.
I mean,
it's such
pretty,
a useful thing.
It's useful and, it's a good tank power, I think.
Moving things with your mind.
Yeah, being able to move things with your mind, I think, would be a good tank power.
It's like 11.
Or stop things with your mind that are coming at you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Like 11.
Yeah.
And so telekinesis would probably be at the top. And I've never really... gone off that like I've always had, and I do like because I love my charmed powers. She also has Prue has astral projection, which I think is interesting. So I guess
seeing
telekinesis,
another place is that
no,
is that
you
what
actually,
that means
like,
or
you have an astral self that you can project somewhere else.
But it allows you to see that other place though,
right?
Too, right.
But you can also interact with it, so you're not like a hologram.
Doctor Strange.
Like Doctor Strange. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Doctor Strange. So,
okay.
So it's that kind of thing, which I think is a good.
Yeah,
those are two good powers that I think would work for me. And it's an off. I would say that that's a new astral projection.
Telekinesis is for sure.
Yeah, telekinesis is definitely like an offensive power. And astral projection is more of like a neutral. It's kind of like the teleportation. But it'd be good for stealthing and for information gathering and that kind of thing. So, and it would. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those would definitely be mine. What about you, Jen?
Okay, I have always gone with super intelligence.
Okay.
I want to be like a brainiac, but I also want mind control, like for my defensive. So I wouldn't have to lay
a
finger.
Is mind control a defensive?
Well, yeah. If someone's attacking me, I could make them stop without even lifting my finger.
I don't know.
I could make them turn on their friends. I could make them.
I think that's
open
an offensive
computers.
Power. And it's dark side.
It's offensive and defensive.
And dark side.
There's a lot.
It's a dark side power. Let's put that out there.
You asked, okay? Telekinesis could also be a dark side power.
No.
Yes.
All of the Jedi have telekinetic abilities. It's not a dark side power.
Are you rejecting my superpower choices?
I just think
of
you.
Are you power shaming?
I think of you as
power
a light
shaming.
Side person. And so it is surprising
I
to
would,
me.
I
that you
promise
would
to use my powers for good.
That is what they all say, right?
Only in the pursuit of the light side. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolute power. Corrupts.
I would make people do good things.
For the greater good. Only for the greater good.
I guess.
Hey, but maybe I'm gray. Maybe I go bad sometimes.
Maybe
you
go both
good.
Ways.
Yeah.
It's funny. They have somebody on that Gifted show that with that, you're talking about, mind kind of controlling bending too. Just like you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. See,
and most
like
of the time
Obi-Wan has mind control. He could do the Jedi mind trick.
Okay, that's
These are not the droids you're looking for.
See there?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I mean, it's just a conversation. And so it wouldn't be a conversation if I didn't have something to say about it, Jen.
I just realized when I used to play paper D&D a lot that I used to be the healer of the group a lot.
Interesting.
That was my, I was either a magic user guy or a healer, one or the other.
Your raid group. Remember when we did the dynamics of raid groups?
Oh, yeah, we did that.
Let's revisit that. Rico, I think he said back then that he would be ranger, but you think you're a healer?
Might be a healer.
I was more, I've done both. I've done both, either range type things, either with a ranger type character or a magic user type, but healer a lot too. Usually a lot of the support. That was probably the primary one I did most of the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Healer. I'm the guy that brings, extra water to the, you're going somewhere, brings them.
We're going on a hike.
Snacks. And,
does everybody want something to drink?
Yeah, is everybody happy? Everyone okay? Have a cookie.
That was like the mom, those mom boys.
Have a biscuit.
Anybody
have
a wants
little
a biscuit?
Cookie. Have some more root beer.
Your blood sugar might be a little low.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so,
cute.
What about you, Noah?
Well, if I'm actually playing D&D, I go between a ninja type character or just a brute barbarian kind of character, depending on how much brain activity I want to have in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot more mental activity that goes on if you're trying to be like sneaky and do mischievous things and things like that. And if you're just big brute, I smash you now. You can just lay back and wait for the action to happen.
Yeah.
And, somebody points you in a direction to go smash. Mm-hmm. So, but in the real life dynamic of a raid group, I am a rogue.
Yeah.
I am, one of my friends, has a saying. She says, I am fast, but not sneaky. Noah is sneaky, but not fast. And I am not fast. I am not a fast person, but I am sneaky. I can be very quiet when I need to be. And yeah. So
yeah.
that is my internal raid group dynamic. People will start like saying, well, we need to get this done this way. We need to get this done this way. I go off on the side and I just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I tend to do that sometimes too.
She does.
Like when we were playing Old Republic, I signed up and created a sentinel or some sort of Jedi like that. But then I would wait for no one doing all my things, sneaking up on people.
Doing her mind control.
And Angela's like, hello,
there's a plan.
I am the tank. What are you doing?
I am supposed to draw the aggro.
And I'm like, Leroy Jenkins.
Squishy. Yes. My squishy is in danger.
Yes.
But no, I think we decided I was kind of half and half ranger rogue.
Yeah, I think you are half and half ranger rogue. I agree with that. I sometimes like to play DPS when I'm playing games. I enjoy being just like totally overpowered on some sort of DPS situation, magic user or, grenades, cannons, whatever is available that I can lodge at people. I would love to do that. But I definitely like playing tank and I like being a tank and I'm good at it. I'm good at protecting my people, being Mama Bear. I mean, it's not the take care of you, Mama Bear. It's the...
Not my daughter,
not
you.
Not my daughter, you. Yeah. That's more me. As I'm seeing some Jedi and... Oh,
is that
Ray?
A Captain Jack?
Rico's taking some video. Yes, a Captain Jack. There's always one of those.
I've got my back to everything, so...
Oh, sorry, Noah.
Sorry. We had to have
I will
like,
walk
a round
around and
table.
See all these people and take pictures.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be...
Go for a little walk around in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this a little bit at lunchtime, but if you were going to do a spinoff of any television show, sci-fi or fantasy, what tertiary character would you want to base that spinoff on?
Shepherd Book.
Ah, Firefly.
That's a good
one.
That's
a good one.
That is a good one.
Because of all the characters in Firefly, I feel like we got the least amount of information about him.
Agreed.
We just got the teases of what could be,
yeah.
But we never got any real payoff on any of that. Now, Ron Glass obviously has departed this realm,
mm-hmm.
but I still think that character...
That would be cool.
...would be an interesting one to dive into.
Yeah, I agree.
I like that.
Anything more in the Firefly universe will be greatly accepted by the masses, I would
That's
assume.
True.
You know, when I thought of this question, I actually had a really good idea for one, and now it's gone.
What?
And so I'm going to have to think about it throughout gone, and hopefully it'll come back, but I can't remember right now.
Do you remember
what it was?
If it was Star
Trek? It was good. It wasn't Star Trek. It wasn't Star Trek.
Was
I don't
Star
think.
Trek, Star Wars?
Not Star Wars or Star Trek.
Okay.
But, yeah, stinks. I can't remember. What about you?
The new quest of the con, finding Jen's brainwaves.
I know. Wow, Jen.
It was like one of those ideas I had as I was trying to go to sleep. And it's one of those things I should have written down when I thought of it. And I went to sleep and poof, it was gone. I remembered the question, but not my awesome idea.
But not your awesome idea.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think...
Anything from Charmed?
Not really, because, I mean, the sisters are the main thing, and I pretty much... I like them.
They
like,
were all
I don't
pretty
really,
in there. They didn't,
yeah, they didn't really, like, leave anybody out. I mean, it would have been interesting to see more about the... Like the grandmother and the mother, like before, like previous, the previous Hallowells or whatever, they have optioned Charmed for like a new series. So we'll, I don't know if it's going to be like a continuation or just a reboot or what they're going to do. I was thinking actually more, and we may even get this, is my favorite new character on Discovery is the engineer.
Stamets.
They're probably going to dive more into him anyway, but. I really like his character, and I would like to see, you know, what he was doing before he got to Discovery, or...
Yeah, that would be interesting.
That kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know, I really like his character. And I just want to see stories about Tilly, like, forever.
Yes.
Like, she's awesome, and I just want to, like, if we could
Captain
just,
Tilly.
If we can follow her, like, from now until she's, you know, 80, that would be great.
I agree.
That's true.
I would love to see her whole story. So,
can we talk about like this one little scene that may not be too plot revealing at all that wouldn't ruin it for Noah?
Sure. Dude,
and that's okay. Scene, I'm very good at forgetting plot points.
Oh, me too.
That scene where Stamets had the issue in the tank
and then
he called her captain. I still think he's seeing some of the future.
Oh, I know he's seeing the future.
And I think at some point, I mean, because that's what she wants is a command. So.
Yeah, that was one of the first. That was one of the first things she said, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. To Burnham when they met, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be captain, or I want to be captain, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
And that's the thing is that that's her whole point of she wants a command track, which is great, and she's cool, and I want to see. And it's neat because we always see captains, when they've already done their thing. So it'd be neat to see someone...
Right, from the...
Grow into a captainship.
That would be very cool. But also, and this again is not too plot revealing, I have this theory about the Stamets... What's the word I'm looking for? Plot-wise. Not like he's related, but I feel like plot-wise he's turning into kind of a Guinan character. This kind of like somebody that exists outside of time and space. Like... Guinan kind of does.
All-knowing.
He knows things that
no
one else
right.
knows.
Mysterious.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello, hello. So, yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. And I think that as far as the story is concerned, I like the idea of having someone on the crew who has that little bit of extra knowledge.
Yeah.
It's cool, though, man. The last episode
was
awesome.
They would be talking about this in more detail if it weren't for the fact that
we'll have to revisit this topic again during con and talk about that finale.
It was good.
It was good.
It was really good.
What about the...
Or the season, mid-season finale.
I'm going to ask you guys, we talked a little bit about this at lunch. No one missed it, but now that you're here, I'm sure you have an opinion on this. Christopher Tolkien just pretty retired. And has, and I think since there's grandchildren and he has other siblings that also are on the board for, that are protecting their father's
legacy.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But they have signed away some of the, I don't know if they're working with some other companies. What is it, Warner Brothers or somebody else?
I heard Amazon is going to be making a new series.
Yeah. Why? Is this?
Yeah, I think so.
I have mixed feelings about this because I think... As a fan of Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, I love the books and I loved what Peter Jackson did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm slightly trepidatious about what another person would come along and do, whether they would add to the richness or diminish it by making it like a CW thing. Sort of truth kind
of
thing.
I think the good part about that is there is the chance that it will be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance that it will be the next great thing in the history of Lord of the Rings that we can add to the pantheon.
Right.
There is a chance that it can be, you know, a step down where I, you know, I've got the original Peter Jackson Lord of the Rings movies, and for me, the Hobbit movies are not as good.
Right.
So they're still good, not as good. If it falls into that category, okay. But if it falls any lower than that, then you get the backlash. And there's even good in that, because if it's not good, people will realize you can't just take a hot property and not make something good with it.
Yeah.
Just because you have a property that is epic, if you don't treat it well, if you don't do it justice, then the people will not take you. They will not buy what you're selling. And so
they will hate you.
The attempt after that, whoever tries it again will be like, okay, the bar was set really high in the early 2000s, and you know, it's been 20x years since then. And that other show, well, we know what happened to them, so we have to do it right. So
yeah.
I try to see the good and the bad and things like that and not get too excited, but also not get too...
Yeah, I honestly think for me that what you were saying is that what they might do is not like a reboot, but like use stories from Middle Earth type of deal, where you don't necessarily, you know, a Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead type of deal, where you have tertiary characters, or characters that maybe you just heard mentioned, or the, you know, maybe something about the... Something in the Prancing Pony, or one of the guys in the Prancing Pony, or something about another hobbit, or something about ancestors of ancestors from, or even talking about the Silmarillion, even some of the lore, like the beginning of the world and all of the things that happened when the Valinor or whatever. What am I thinking of? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
And the Vaiar. And,
yes, and talking about some of the base stories that he kind of, you know, the richness of that world and,
right.
and talking about it in general, I think that would be really kick-ass.
Do you think, though, that the public, though, will want to just see Gandalf and Bilbo and all the normal, you know, characters?
It depends. I think
I also don't think we should... I mean, because I wouldn't have thought that people would be as into Game of Thrones as they were. And
books are pretty popular.
Yeah,
though.
But they have a wide-reaching audience beyond geekdom.
They do, but yeah. I wouldn't have thought that
like
they would.
Like, my mom is watching it, and she's not a geek.
No, but before...
The show,
I mean, the books. The books were being read, like, way before. Sorry, we are at the back of the con, and people are coming, like... Celebrities are coming in.
Oh my gosh, seriously, who is that?
But I can't figure out who it is.
Who was
but
it?
I
who
could tell.
Miss?
No.
It almost looked like it was Michael Rooker.
Yeah, I think it was Michael Rooker. And yeah. so we're seeing celebrities
come in, but
we're seeing,
let's
the, you
just
know.
Put the camera back
here. Yeah, we'll just like, yeah, we just need to put a camera and like have it.
Because
we've,
you're right.
I've seen more celebrities.
This is the entrance.
This is the back entrance. And so, which is not great for us in a way, but it's kind of neat.
That means we can be like, hey, before you leave, come by, say, talk into this microphone for a couple seconds.
Yeah. Exactly, I wish.
Like the Bruce Campbell incident.
That was awesome.
Remind
people, because some may not have seen that video.
I missed it. I was getting an autograph with Casey.
We were hanging out with Jim, and we were taking pictures with two guys that were cosplaying Back to the Future, and they were like, you know, doing their... you know, standing there doing their poses, and we took a couple of pictures, and then all of a sudden Bruce Campbell came by and totally photobombed the picture I took like 3 or 4 pictures of him, and he's like, here, this is how you do it, and he did like his little bit and he even
flipped off the camera.
Yeah, he gave us the bird, which is perfect. That's
Bruce.
That's on brand.
I think that's on brand. I agree with that. Like, I would have been kind of disappointed if he hadn't done that. And the best part, too, is that the first picture, the guys don't know.
They think he's just a guy.
Or they're just still posing. And then the picture that I took where they all realized that it was him, they're like, huh? And they've completely broken character, and it's hilarious. Anyway, so that was, and it's funny because like a year before, we had paid to get a picture you know, with Bruce Campbell, so I was like, damn it.
It's a picture that Angela would make out with, I think it was your comment about that, right?
I would have made out with that picture. It was,
because it was the picture of Picard. No.
I respect that picture too much.
Okay.
That picture is a really good friend that I respect and admire.
I want to respect that picture in the morning, so.
Yes, I respect that picture.
I want that picture to respect me in the morning.
Also, he smiled in that picture.
He did.
He did.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's really familiar with Patrick Stewart in like pictures with fans, but he always looks uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But
Patrick
Angela
Stewart
was
does,
he
or
does.
William Shatner.
Patrick Stewart.
Really?
He looks uncomfortable in a lot of
Shatner
pictures.
Shatner will mug for you.
I don't know. I thought he was smiled pretty good with Angela.
Exactly.
Well, exactly.
But remember what she was wearing.
I was wearing my Wonder Woman outfit.
Yeah, and he was very happy about that.
Yeah, he looked really happy.
You think he doesn't look happy with most of the pictures you've
I
seen?
I have looked at a lot of
I'll
pictures
I'll just say
online.
He probably would look happier standing next to Angela than next to me.
His face
well,
was,
and also there. Because in the next picture, because we got two pictures and Jim joined us, and in the picture with just me, he's smiling. And in the picture with Jim,
it's
kinda he's
like,
ah. Like,
the smile went down
see,
a few
that's the
notches.
Thing.
And,
his face on a lot of you know pictures with
fans
that I've seen.
It doesn't look sad.
No. The other pictures that I've seen of him, many of them, mm-hmm. it looks like he's putting on a smile for the picture, and it's like a half smile, like, this is uncomfortable, but I'm doing it, you paid me.
It's the Austin
cool.
Silent Bob cosplayer guy.
It is. He changed it up to
he
this
did.
Time.
He did.
Yep. Yeah.
The Kevin Smith
the
cosplayer.
Fat man on Batman jersey instead of the trench coat.
Every year since 2012, we've
so
taken
I was gonna.
Yeah.
What I wanted to say about the this Lord of the Rings
or
Tolkien, whatever they're calling
it.
Yep.
The one. Did you guys see Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
Yes,
did you see
I
that
did.
Movie? So mm-hmm. I think that's a good comparison or analogy.
And that was
right?
good, right?
I liked
seen
it.
It. Yeah.
I enjoyed it, but. So you got all the Harry Potter movies and books, and then they did that. And I still think it was pretty popular and did pretty well. But that, if they do that with Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. still do it well.
Because it's a nod.
But, you know, I wouldn't want to just see them do, like, okay, here's the ring, Bill. You know, here's the ring, Frodo. You got to go and off with Sam.
Right.
And
yeah, they tried to just
if
rehash.
If they just do that, I mean, even when they've redone Star Trek, for the most part, it's not, except for the movies... here isn't Kirk, Spock, and McCoy again. They just have recently done that 50 years later.
Yeah.
But, you know, the new Star Trek's totally new characters, the other series, TNG and all that, all new characters. So I just think they have to be careful. I just don't want them to just be like, okay, here's Lord of the Rings again, but on Amazon.
Oh, like right. rebooting Star
Wars stories.
Superman over and,
and
Batman
Spider-Man.
Over and
Spider-Man
over.
Spider-Man
new
year
director
or two.
Until you get to
new
the good one then you're happy
but then they might redo it
well
again.
But remember though that was the Batman that we're talking that y'all are talking about is before superhero movies were even really a thing like you of course you had Superman and then Batman but it wasn't as there wasn't as prolific of like oh we're just gonna keep going with this whole universe thing and so I think that it's hard to judge those properties by today's standards.
It's just hard that they just did
but
kind
I like
of
Michael Keaton.
The Lord of the Rings and then the Hobbit movie, so it seems so fresh.
Yeah.
Recent. And then to say... Yeah. See? I think it was Michael Rooker that came by.
Yep, I'm pretty sure that was him.
Somebody's
they,
just
they
like,
just
announce
him.
Me. I'm here.
Announce.
I'm in the building.
Be announced now. Yeah, but I get what you're saying, Angela. Yeah, it's... It's a tricky thing. It's just, and I know these are popular, so they immediately are going to get people to watch, but there's a lot of other good fantasy out there.
Yeah.
And it invites comparison.
Like,
if you
where's
do
the Dragon
right.
Riders of Pern, you know, that I've wanted for
well, the Wheel of Time
30,
has
40
been
years.
In development hell.
Green-lighted, though. This time they took it away from whoever has owned it forever.
I think that's going
to
fall into that category, though, that seems like there's so many legal issues there
have
been.
Yeah, it just gets
but is
stuck.
Is it
but I think it
finally?
Came out.
That
guy
that
was sitting on it.
Oh, it was horrible with Billy Zane.
They made some really bad.
Well, someone took it away from them. So I think they now have, it's going to be a television series because it's so freaking long.
Oh yeah, there's no way you can do movies out of that.
There's 10 seasons of material.
I don't know,
books.
I haven't heard anything. Every once in a while I look at the one, what is it, not the One Ring, it's the equivalent to that for Wheel of Time, the wiki.
The One
for,
Wheel?
Oh yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
So I checked that to make sure, you know, I haven't missed some news, but you know, it's the same. Someone's acquired it, who knows what they're doing, and that's all we know.
So. Right.
Anyway, so yeah, as far as Lord of the Rings goes, I've heard that what they're planning to do is kind of like fan fiction.
Yeah, stories from.
Stories from, not centered on any of the characters we know, but like outside characters in the world. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
If we hate it, we can raise a stink.
Not watch.
I mean, they should take a few notes from the Star Wars prequels and the outrage that we many, many fans had over that kind of... And that was George Lucas's doing. So, yeah.
We will show you our displeasure if you do something we don't think is good.
Do not displease
us. I've always have a hard time with the prequels of remembering... Were people, like, really bothered by them? They seems like most of the bother came, like, after, later, much, you know, not, like, right when the movies came out. Like, people kind of said, what do you guys remember? I mean, there was a little bit of that, but it seems like as time has gone on, everybody says, you know, oh, the original trilogy was so, you know, it seems like it's grown. I guess
I agree,
is what I'm saying.
But I think that also
a little bit.
I think you're right.
I think to a degree, but I, you know, I can only speak for myself. And I remember the moment when they started talking about midichlorians and I was like, I'm out. I'm out.
Angela's going to the manager of the theater. I want my money back.
What is
Call George Lucas
what
on the phone.
Absolute is what is happening? Midichlorians, what?
That was only like 45 minutes in.
I know.
So episode, the first one, you were already having trouble. Okay.
I remember.
But I love Star Wars and I just kept,
See, that's what I recall, as I remember going to the first one, leaving the theater being like, huh. That wasn't what I expected.
Right.
Let's see what happens in the next one.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
That's kind of
leaving
how
episode
I felt.
Two.
Yeah.
Going.
I wasn't really
okay,
hard
that was
on it.
Not. I don't think. Was that not good? Was
right.
That, was
like
that
you,
a not good Star Wars
you,
film?
Yeah, we
it's
were in denial.
Maybe it'll tie all together in episode three,
there's
and then leaving
like
episode
of
two, three going.
Although there's things that are not good, but
of all of them, episode three was the least.
Least offensive. Least.
Yeah,
offensive.
That was a solid.
Offensive.
Okay.
It's a solid. Yeah.
That didn't sound right, did it? It's solid. It's okay. It's not so.
What is it? F plus.
Yeah. You got a solid C there, George,
F.
on the third one. You got to yourself a solid C average.
Well, and then, you know, Jim read the book, and then he was like, the story's good, Angela. And I'm like, I know.
It's just not translated very, very
well. It
didn't
translate very well.
I've always felt that they missed a lot with starting the way they did. I felt like that the first movie shouldn't have really happened. They should have started with about two, three, and then shown a little of Vader.
Yeah.
That's
I've
always felt like
into Rebels.
They really missed. Mm-hmm. I know we wanted to show that this was a little kid that just kind of got
corrupted.
Yeah,
that was the hook.
But I've always felt they missed an opportunity. And maybe they'll go back and do that now with all these other movies. We'll get a Vader movie where it'll be like, okay, Vader in his prime hunting Jedi down or whatever. But
yeah.
I always felt like they missed that. I mean, they just stopped, like, okay, he's Vader. Oh, end the movie.
No.
That was the most disappointing thing to me.
Yeah.
Frank and Vader.
Yeah. Mm. See, it was too obvious. Everything was a little too, heavy-handed. Mm-hmm. Angela and I have already covered these movies, and we always talk about the good and the bad. So there's a lot about the movies that we enjoyed. So it's not just that we...
I said that when Noah was talking. I like a lot of, even Attack of the Clones, I like some stuff in there. Yeah.
The big fight with all the Jedi.
Oh, yeah, the lightsaber battle.
They've never really done that.
That part's great.
That's probably the biggest bad guy fight they've done, right? Pretty much.
Yeah.
But you have to wait an hour and 40 minutes to get there. And
you do.
That whole bit where they're running through the workshop and...
Oh my God!
That was during reshoots. George like had him in just a big green room and said, "Just dodge around. We'll make it look fine," and it just looks horrible.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
What's
and then
my
there's,
motivation?
But to Jen's point, we have covered this, but I also
I know. I just.
You know, speaking of prequels, though, going back to the Lord of the Rings, I have gone and I've watched the Hobbit movies more. Because Russell really likes them. And I kind of had this thought about it, that I like the Hobbit movies. I don't think they're as good as the Lord of the Rings movies. However, I remember when I watched Battle of the Five Armies, I thought to myself, like, let's say I had never seen Lord, like,
right.
Fellowship,
yeah,
or whatever.
That's true.
Okay, these, I would have seen The Hobbit and been like, oh my gosh, what is the next, like,
yeah.
This is an awesome movie. What is Fellowship going to be like? You know, so I feel like the hard part was judging it from...
Because they came
yeah. after. I honestly think that, like, on a scale, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10 as far as movies, we are judging it against Lord of the Rings, and we're not judging it for on its own merit. And I
yeah.
think because we were doing that, I mean, even though he kind of phoned it in, the production value's still good.
Mm-hmm.
The characters are great. The casting is amazing. The costumes are amazing.
The acting is awesome.
The acting, you know, so it's like a lot of the check marks that we would check mark for, like, a Lord of the Rings or for a fantasy show are there. The score is good. All of that is good. But it's just because Lord of the Rings had really, he just did, you know, it's one of those, it was magic. Everything came together, the technology, the person, the writing, the actors, all of that came together so perfectly at that moment that it's so hard to judge anything against it.
And plus, at a baseline level,
yeah.
just the story, The Hobbit, in my humble opinion, is not as good as the story of The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, you're coming at it from kind of a lower bar anyway,
mm-hmm.
and then you are comparing it to... what I feel are classic movies that define
yeah.
our generation.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
those are movies that are like touchstone movies
I
that
agree.
We can all just sit down and have hours long conversations about.
Also, I think
sure.
the people are very protective of what they loved if they read the books first
sure.
because I know for a fact our good friend Meds has like a disdain for some of what was done in the movies.
Okay.
And so I think that I heard an author one time describe the relationship between her books and the movies that were made of her books as, okay, her book is the grandmother
mm-hmm.
and the movie is like a great grandchild
right.
or a grandchild. So though it's related, it's not like the story. It's
right.
it's like a copy of a copy of a copy.
Right, like, and that's the thing, and I think why you get a situation where I feel like Star Wars is different, and the prequels to Star Wars I treat differently than people who might have, like, an affinity for the books.
Yeah.
Is that even in the extended stuff when they were talking about, you know, the writing, because obviously you can't do page to film exact. You can't do that. That's just not how it goes. But they, you know, they would say, you know, there's some things we did different and blah, 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 but... the books are still there. They still exist. Nothing about the movie is ever going to change anything in the books. You can still enjoy them and read them, and the story's still there. The problem that happened with the prequels of Star Wars is that he fundamentally changed stuff or explained things we didn't want explained, and that changed what we knew. Whereas having a movie about Lord of the Rings doesn't change Lord of the Rings.
Right, yeah.
But it does change Star Wars. Prequels change Star Wars.
Right.
And that is the difference. And
he's
it does.
He's tinkering with something we fell in love with, and then he's like, what? What's your problem? It's mine.
Oh, yeah,
it's my art. You should love it because I touched it.
I don't know what your guys' problem is.
Yeah.
I just want to release another version of my original trilogy. I've included a little bit more CGI in the cantina scene that I was never really happy with.
A few
you
more
know.
Creatures.
Can't hear you, Rico.
That was the intention.
I think
he was doing that on purpose.
Yes, sorry.
No, but anyway, so I think
George
that's
Lucas
why.
Impression.
That's why
we
need
Chris when we need him.
Yeah,
I know.
We need Chris to throw a few
does Chris
impressions
do a
in
good
here.
Impression?
He does good impressions
yeah.
of just about everyone.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Save the convention. Save the galaxy.
Yes, he does.
Lies. Deception. It's lies. It's all lies.
He does.
That
a
was
pretty
my
good
impression
Palpatine.
Of his impression.
Nice.
Yeah, he's good. We're going to wrap up this installment of our con coverage, which
sure.
is really just a booth chat.
Yeah, booth chat.
Booth chat. And we'll, like, go check out the con and...
Yeah. Report
regroup,
back.
Regroup. Report. Okay.
All Stay right. tuned to these commercials from our supporters.
Supporters and sponsors. And this is NPR.
you know, if you have anything that you want to add to our conversation, you can contact us at girlygeeks@gmail.com. That's girlygeeks@gmail.com. You can call our voicemail line at 432-363-4742. Comment on our Facebook page. You can reach us on Twitter or go directly to our website at anomalypodcast.com. That's anomalypodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
I'm Angela. Yeah.
And I'm Jen. And you've been listening to the Anomaly Podcast, where female and fandom converge.
With Noah and Rico.
And yes. Well, we never really even did a proper intro.
No, we didn't.
For them.
That's all right.
We did not do a good job. Hi.
We're out of our elements. Okay, I'm stopping. And don't forget to check out our good friend Rico Dosti's podcast, Treks in Sci-Fi. You can check him out at treksf.com, and his podcast is available pretty much everywhere. If you like the Anomaly Podcast, please subscribe. The easiest way to do that is by using the Overcast podcast player or the Stitcher app. You can also find us on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, YouTube. We're everywhere. And of course, you can find all of that and more at anomalypodcast.com. That's anomalypodcast.com. If you think you have a friend or two that might like our show, share it with them and spread the word. Thanks for listening.